And survival is the theme of our next piece, read by Sam. Let's Talk nature expert Barry Madden enjoyed a pleasant day by the North Sea, watching a bird species which has been afforded special protection, the endangered little tern.
On a hot and sultry June afternoon, we walked for a half mile along the wide and largely deserted seashore. Flanked to the west by a 15-foot-high dune wall and to the east by an unusually calm North Sea. On this day, a vast shimmer of Caribbean blue. Indeed, if it wasn't for the absence of palm trees, it would be easy to think you were strolling around one of those sun-kissed islands. A few people are using the beach for recreational purposes, but are glued to the area around the access path. None seem aware or interested in venturing a short distance to inquire why part of the beach has been fenced off and why a small temporary building and portable loo have been positioned on the edge of the barrier. Do any read the signs informing them of how this area of an East Norfolk beach is playing host to one of our rarest seabirds? Only a couple, although in total fairness, all the dog owners, we notice, comply with the request to keep their canine pals on a lead. Very heartening to see that. But it is still only June, before the schools close for summer holidays, and before the beach becomes the realm of picnicking families, kite flyers, barbecue parties, off-road vehicles, boisterous ball games and uncontrolled dogs. And hopefully, by then, the birds will have managed to nurture their chicks to a reasonable size. That is, if they don't get harassed or killed by large foxes, gulls, hedgehogs, kestrels, and if the adults can evade marauding hobbies. And hopefully, the weather will stay warm and sunny, and the sea remain calm. A summer storm with easterly winds will prove disastrous, and if the chicks do fledge, they will have to run the gauntlet of the long journey to African wintering grounds and back again in 2 years' time for a breeding attempt of their own. The reason for the building and the loo and the small group of uniformed RSPB people keeping a 24-hour watch over the colony, and indeed for our visit, is to see the little terns, something like 300 pairs of them. These diminutive seabirds are among our rarest, measuring only 10 inches and weighing just a few ounces. They choose to visit a small number of beaches around the UK every summer to raise their young, and they are very vulnerable to disturbance, often deserting a colony entirely if something upsets them. We East Anglians are fortunate to be able to host colonies of this yellow-billed sea swallow, but human protection is vital for their long-term survival. We stand away from the colony to watch the adults fishing for sand eels in the shallow inshore waters. Many birds are hunting very close to the shoreline, hovering a few yards above the water, looking for the silvery flash of prey below. And once they spot something, their wings fold as they dive, arrow-like, onto their prey. Some are successful in catching small fish just offshore, an efficient way of feeding your prodigy. And others elect to try their luck further out, many returning with a sizable catch firmly wedged in their bright beaks. We watch some birds engaging in courtship on the beach, whereby the male will offer a glimmering, fleshly caught fish to its mate. Overhead, others are engaging in aerial chases of amazing speed and agility. And as the tide recedes, a group gather on an exposed sandbank to bathe and preen, and all around the pure white elegance and pleasant calls of the adult birds add vitality to the scene. Little terns are a Schedule 1 species under the Wildlife and Countryside Act, which affords them special protection. And essentially, it is illegal to deliberately disturb them, something of a dichotomy on a public beach. Rejoice, then, that a nationwide partnership project has been set up to protect these feisty birds around our shores. Putting a fence around the colony, scaring off predatory gulls, and having excellent folk on hand to look after them around the clock has proven so valuable. These dedicated nature lovers also perform an essential role of providing the public with information about the birds, as well as enabling them to watch their antics through telescopes set up specifically for that purpose. And by engaging in this way, slowly, people will begin to understand just how fragile existence is for these creatures, and how the simple act of controlling dogs and keeping your distance can make all the difference to their well-being. Wardened little tern colonies can be found at Winterton in Norfolk and Kessingland and Benicar in Suffolk. And above all, be grateful that caring people allow such wonders of nature to continue to share our beaches and our consciousness every summer.
Thank you, Sam. It's good to be able to highlight the plight of some of our most endangered creatures and to be grateful to all the willing volunteers who do their best to help them.